You think he thought that he wasn't going to have sex? I guarantee you he washed up before. Let's keep it real. Us as women, I'm going to tell you how we do that. Natural to take baths and all that stuff, but we'll go the extra mile and shave a little bit or whatever we got to do. I ain't going to do nothing, but what you shaving hilarious. For then? Like, what you getting yourself together for, you know?
Hey, everybody. It's Michelle Wright.
And Fallon Sales.
Welcome back for another episode. I hope y'all have been doing well, and I hope you have already ordered your issue, your book, your copy of Tamar Stories. Tamar Stories, Volume 1 from Fallon. Ms. Fallon is a published author now. Woo-hoo! So, you know what? I just Fallon, you tell them. What you got going on, girl? Tell them.
It's just a book that, you know, me and 18 other women authored together about basically it's probably anything that you can think of to be redeemed from.
Right.
So that's pretty much as a woman, but also, you know, as fathers out here, we need to know what our girls go through. We need to know what our wives have went through. Things like that. So it would help for men as well to kind of get an understanding. You don't need, what is it? Men are from Venus and women are from Mars or whatever, the other way around.
Completely right.
Yeah. Well, I did that for copyright reasons. No, I'm just like.
They want that free advertising, baby. Right,
look, you don't need that. Well, you can just say my stories and know exactly what women are thinking. No, I'm just playing. But no, but it's just simply, you know, just basically redemption stories, you know, how God can use anybody for his glory. Amen.
Yes. Yes. And man, your story, like, wow. Mm. Wow. I didn't see it. And I didn't even tell you to like have your thing ready so you like read a snippet or something, but like man, you just got to give them something. I know you don't have the book in front of you to read it, but like, just give them a little taste.
It's basically about suicide and domestic violence. So I was in a domestic violence relationship, and to the point where it drove me to want to commit suicide. Mm-hmm. Because of lack of self-worth. No value in my own. I couldn't see value in myself. And until I was reintroduced to the Lord in a different way.
Amen.
You know, so not just, you know, not saying that church doesn't work, but somebody got to get you some. Sometimes you got to try a different approach for someone. And mine was prayer calls. It helped a lot to kind of just see, instead of seeing a man on the pulpit all the time that had no idea what I was going through, there was a platform for women to ask for prayers and to hear devotionals and things for other women and be transparent there. And I can say things that won't be so taboo. And even if it is taboo, there's somebody else on there that knew, hey, I feel you, sis. And that was all the confirmation I needed. Mm. You know? So that right there helped me to see the beauty in Christ. And also the preacher that I had, he, you know, he helped as well. So there's some little gems in there for you to just get started. But all you got to do is say yes.
Man. Ooh.
Say yes.
Okay. Yeah. You said a lot right there. You said a lot right there. What she did not say is church don't do no good and the pastor or the minister or the man don't understand. That's not what she's saying. But what she's saying and what the Bible shows us is that we're a community. It's the saints, the family of God. We got to work together. And, you know, just like men, you know, we're all humans, obviously, but men have certain struggles, certain thought patterns, certain things that, you know, they understand each other. Women, we have certain things that we can relate to each other. And yes, you go to church, attend worship and pray and you know, attend Bible class and stuff like that, but then you can't have a full, rich spiritual life if that's all you're doing. And so the prayer calls are really fantastic. And of course, they, like, I feel like from what I've seen and from what I've heard, they really started taking off. That's one good thing that came out of COVID, when people couldn't, you know, congregate and meet in person as much. Then people started doing, you know, Bible studies on Zoom and prayer calls more and stuff. And because it was like, because again, we were made to connect. So it was like, okay, we can't meet up in person, so let's all get on this call and encourage each other in the Lord and pray and share with each other. And yeah, it's just, it's important. And there's all kinds of calls going on. You know, as you know, we're on, you know, we have the Divine Discussions every third Saturday. There's calls on Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday, basically any day or night for the week, you can likely find one. So if you're following Fallon or myself on Facebook or Instagram, especially Fallon, she's better at sharing them than I am. You will definitely be able to find some. We at some point in the future, we will have a social media platform where you can find like a list of them. Where that's in the works. It's not ready yet, but you know, basically, like I say, if you're following us online, or if you start searching, Googling, searching Facebook, searching Instagram, ask your friends, somebody knows a prayer call that you could jump on, or a virtual Bible class that you can jump on to supplement your time at your local congregation, because you don't want to forsake or leave that out. That's key. That's the first part. But the other stuff is a good, very good supplement. One more thing on the Tamar Stories book. Tell me, what's one of your favorite, or what's a story or an account in there that you're like, man, that really resonated with me, or really hit me, that you're like, okay, make sure you check this one out when you get the book? I know it's hard to pick one, but just pick one
it,
for now.
It is, it's very hard to pick one. But I would say, well, you know, since you asked, I got kind of where I went blank. but I know what her face looks like and everything. And now,
talk to me about the story. I might be able to remember which one it is.
It's the one that started off the most. Whoa, like what?
Is it the one where she went through stuff? There was people in the church, men in the church.
Who is that?
Took advantage of her.
Who is that? Man,
I believe I know, but I don't
start with want a T?
To say the wrong name. Give me just a second. Give me just a second, and let me confirm.
Tanya, Latanya,
Latanya Renee.
Yeah. Latanya Renee.
Latanya Renee. No holds barred. Like, unfiltered. Boom. I mean, but
That was,
unfortunately, that was her experience. Like from a young age.
Yeah.
Experiencing sexual abuse. And she has her own book out. I can't remember the name of it. So she's already published a book about it, but she just shares a bit of her story
and I can't tell it was a bit, because it was enough for a book to be, because what, like, that was the one that it didn't I haven't been through that particular thing, but it was like my mouth dropped open within the first five or six sentences. I was
right,
and I was like, golly, come on, man.
Yeah, so, no, yeah. It's she just puts it out there, but you know, the beautiful thing is, but she still has faith in God. She still is like, Jesus is my savior. So it's like, even though she went through things people should never have had to go through, child should never have had to experience any of those things that she experienced. And then it's people in the church that did it to you.
And, that's the number one reason why folks get away from church, you know.
And I believe she had her period where she did, you know, she did, but she came back. So yeah, but definitely, you know, pick up a copy of this Tamar Story, Sisterhood, Volume 1. Like Fallon said, any this myriad things that you could have experienced or gone through, or somebody else has gone through, that would make you want to give up on life, give up on God, give up on church, whatever you want to say. Somebody in this book has been through it and still been able to hold on to or come back to their faith. So this is great encouragement. This is great evangelism. This is great just confirmation that, you know, God is with us through everything. So that being said, we're just going to go through a couple of different little things here and comment on a few things. And Fallon sent me this video. I said I wasn't going to start off with this one, but I kind of, you know what, let's just get it over with. Fallon sent me this video. What is this guy's name? Rashad?
I am Rashad on TikTok. I am Rashad.
And he's also on Instagram. Okay, yeah. So let me just say, y'all, people that know me, they know that, like, I'm into computer stuff and tech stuff and all of that. So I'm just going to tell you, I am not on TikTok. You will not see 99 Ways to Win or Michelle on TikTok. That whole thing about Chinese spying is real. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, issued a warning about them. So for security reasons, you will not ever find me on TikTok. So I found the video. Fortunately, this guy is also on Instagram. So I went up. Now I will watch it. Like, when you sent me the link, I clicked on the link because, you know, you don't have to have an account or log in to watch it. So I'll watch it if you send me a TikTok. But, like, I ain't creating no account, bro. Nope. They ain't getting none of my info. They're going to have to get it some other way. But anyway, that is your public service announcement. Stay away from TikTok. Get off of TikTok, Fallon.
Never.
Relapse after 111 days of semen retention. Fellas, stick around because you're definitely going to learn something. I made a bonehead mistake. And I know y'all probably thinking, like, bro, if you went 111 days, why are you gonna go 111 more? What is it that caused you? You know, you're Rashad. You know what caused Rashad to relapse? I'm human, man. I'm human, and I'm not saying that as an excuse. I'm saying that because I'm human. You know, I didn't feel proud about relapsing at all. I felt bad, actually. You know, convicted, but I got right back up. But anyway, what I did was I put myself in the lion's den. Once again, do not put yourself in the lion's den. What's the lion's den? Don't be linking up with a woman trying to prove to yourself that you can be laid up under a woman and not do the do. That's something that I was doing, trying to prove something. Like, who are you trying to prove something to?
What you got to say?
Well, you know, it's kind of like
oh my god.
I think it's a cool, he says, he's saying he went 111 days and then he was like, hey, can you come over here and chill with me while I play video games? That's later on in the video, essence of time. You know, later on in the video, he says something about, I told her to come over and watch me chill and play a video game, you know, and one thing led to another, right? So, you know, a couple of things about that is, sometimes we have intentional sins. You think he thought that he wasn't gonna have sex? I guarantee you he washed up before.
You need to stop. Right, what are you gonna do that anyway if you go on a date, right?
Let's keep it real.
That's hilarious.
Us as women, I'm gonna tell you how we do that. We sit up here and we're like, I'm gonna go on a date, and we'll go ahead. Now, natural to to take baths and all that stuff, but we'll go the extra mile and shave a little bit or whatever we got to do. You know, I ain't gonna do nothing, but what you shaving hilarious. For then? Like, what you getting yourself together for? You know, dang. You know,
your personal area is tidy.
Right. You know, I got, you know, just got to make sure, you know, and that's it's just hilarious. Like, well, you know, so I have even, I'm going to tell you something about that though. You know, you're not supposed to put yourself in that position. So what I've done.
And I love that he said that I do love that he's even making this video, especially as a man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it's always like women saying, well, we're trying to do this and do that. And then older guys are preaching from the pulpit. Well, y'all need to don't let them do this. Like, well, tell the men. Where's the men telling the men to keep themselves? Right. So I love that he's, you know,
accountability.
Yeah. Being public about it and like, hey, no, this is the goal is for me to not be doing this, man. And like, I shouldn't have did this. And this is where I messed up. So that's really cool. So thank you for bringing this to me. I didn't care for I don't know why he says it that way and put it up there on the title. I don't know if I'm gonna blank that out or not. We'll see. But anyway, go ahead.
So don't blank it out because that's a real thing. And it's a common term that a lot of men use when they are abstaining. They actually do it when they need to work out or they're in training.
I know. When they're like trying to practice for like big games and stuff like that.
Because the more of that you have in you, the stronger you are. So,
I didn't say that, but like, I wondered, is that, well, I mean, real. I think it's just because you're not, because of the energy that goes into, you know.
It's real. It does something to you. It makes you snappier, all of that. But that's a real thing. Is like, there's research about that.
Interesting. So
that is a thing. Even trainers will make their trainees retain semen so that they can be stronger or be better athletes or whatever. Like it's almost like a steroid. It's our own steroid. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, the fact that, so we get ready and we say we're not going. So what I would do was to get ready for a date. I would go, if I knew I didn't want to do anything, because, you know, that's another thing. Women, we know whether we're going to do something or we ain't. We know it off top. But sometimes, you know, throughout life, we realize that sometimes we get coaxed into doing things we don't want to do. Or sometimes we do things that we wanted to do, but we lie to ourselves and tell us we didn't want to do them. Okay? And me, I would personally, like, on purpose, put on, like, holy panties.
Holy, H-O-L, well, I guess they both spelled the same way.
H-O-L-Y.
Holy sanctified or holy raggedy?
Holy raggedy, like with some holes in them. Wow. Surely I wouldn't go on a date and sleep with somebody and they get to see these panties.
That is holes funny.
But listen.
That's real right there.
Newsflash. They don't care.
No, they really don't. Oh my gosh, that reminds. Okay, Now I know we not tonight, but I know a video that we're gonna react to because you maybe reminded me of something. It's a comedy thing.
But yeah, like they don't care about if your panties got holes in them. They don't care if they don't care. So
their mind is on the assignment.
That you're going to abstain because you're doing things like wearing holy panties or whatever. You know, I've made it a point to go even further than that because I figured out that the holy panties don't keep the holiness up here. So now I done started. I only go on a first date or whatever. During a certain time.
Come on.
You know, I only go on a date during a certain time of the month. It's dangerous though. Cause you know, things are heightened. But you
man,
just know
come on.
You're gonna do that.
When like, me and my husband was together, and he'd be like, and I started like, I'm over there reaching out, he's like, oh, it must be
It might be almost
because the rest of the month, I'm like, he got to come to me. But a certain time of the month, I'm like, hey, I'm like, oh, okay,
you kind of cute on there. Are you looking like, cute? Oh,
okay, one more week, and you're gonna be on because you over here messing with me.
yeah. So here we go. So, you know,
yeah,
so
that's for real. You got to be real, like, pay attention, man. Like, okay. So,
yeah. So then you know, so I thought it was funny that he would say that, you know, he went into the lion's den, you know. he knew he was going into the lion's den. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure he lied to himself. And that's what we got to stop doing. We got to stop lying to ourselves about what's really going on here, because we can't be, it's almost like we need chaperones, even as adults. As Christians, we need people that are going to hold us accountable and chaperones.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I had a cousin or something here, you know, hey, I'm about to go on a date, can you go with us? It looked like a third wheel, but it's really, hey, I'm just holding you accountable, because apparently that's what needs to happen.
I'm grown, I'm grown, I don't need a chaperone. I'm grown, I don't need a chaperone. Oh, sorry, my bad. No, for real. What do y'all think? Chaperone on a date? Good idea, bad idea? Ever tried it? The Lion's Den, what is the Lion's Den for you? Let us know what your experiences are. Have you been abstaining to be sexually pure, to give yourself to the Lord fully? What have been your challenges? What have been your successes? Put it in the comments on YouTube, on Facebook, Podbean, wherever it is that you are listening, and stay tuned for part two next week. Until next time, keep seeking your success.